Mateo.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States added more than a million new COVID-19 cases in the first 5 days of December. The country leads the world in both number of cases and number of deaths. And the U.S. FDA meets Thursday to consider emergency use authorization of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. If all goes as planned, the first shipments of this vaccine could be delivered shortly after. Pfizer Incorporated has applied for emergency use authorization of its vaccine in India, media said on Sunday, the first to do so in a country with the world's second highest number of infections. The U.S. company, whose vaccine was recently approved by the British government, has written to the Drugs Controller General of India. This was reported by a CNN affiliate citing a government source. Britain is preparing to become the first country to roll out the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine this week, initially making the shot available at hospitals before distributing stocks to doctors' offices and clinics, the government said on Sunday. The first doses are set to be administered on Tuesday, with the National Health Service giving top priority to vaccinating people over 80 years old, frontline healthcare workers, and care home staff and residents. Mainland China reported 18 new COVID-19 cases on December 5th, up from 17 cases from a day earlier, the country's National Health Authority said on Sunday. The National Health Commission said in a statement that 17 of the new cases were imported infections. The number of new asymptomatic cases, which China does not classify as confirmed cases, fell to 2 from 12 a day earlier. And South Korea will impose heightened social distancing rules for the capital, Seoul, and surrounding areas, health officials said on Sunday, as authorities struggle to contain the nation's second wave of the virus. This is VOA News. Japan has retrieved a capsule of asteroid dust from Australia's remote outback after a 6-year mission. Japan's space agency said Sunday that the mission may help uncover more about the origins of the planets and of water. A helicopter flew the capsule from the unmanned craft containing the first extensive samples of asteroid dust from the landing site in Australia's desert to a domestic research facility of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency. Agency President Hiroshi Yamakawa told a news conference Sunday that the spacecraft landed on the asteroid twice and collected samples. He said the capsule may also contain some gas, which will be extracted in Australia. The spacecraft launched in 2014 and traveled for 4 years to the asteroid Rugo, where it gathered a sample and headed home in November of 2019. Asteroids are believed to have formed at the dawn of the solar system, and scientists say the sample may contain organic matter that could have contributed to life on Earth. Bahrain will not allow the importation of Israeli goods produced in settlements in occupied Palestinian territory, state news agency BNA reported. This disavowed comments made by the Gulf States trade minister earlier this week. Bahrain's industry, commerce, and tourism minister had voiced openness to settlement imports, adding that Bahrain would make no distinction between products produced in Israel or in the occupied West Bank and Golan Heights. Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates formalized ties with Israel on September 15th in a U.S.-sponsored deal. Both Bahrain and the UAE said the deal was possible because Israel had shelved a plan to annex West Bank settlements. Most world powers deem the settlements illegal. Palestinians want to establish an independent state in the West Bank and Gaza, with East Jerusalem as its capital. But the issue of Jewish settlements on land captured by Israel in 1967 has long been a stumbling block in the peace process. Indonesia's anti-graft agency named Social Affairs Minister Juliari Budibara on Sunday as a suspect in a million-dollar bribery case, along with 4 others, and President Joko Widodo warned officials against misuse of public funds. Budibara is the second cabinet minister to be designated a suspect by the Corruption Eradication Commission over the last few weeks, following a fisheries minister. He and 2 officials are suspected of taking bribes over the procurement of goods worth $420 million to be distributed as COVID-19 social assistance packages. This is according to the chief of the agency. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.